Ish. Okay, just give me a minute here. I'm trying to get my recorder going so I can get the transcripts out to you. It's my phone updated last night, so that might be. Looks like that's not there anymore. Okay, well, and I guess I'll rely on you sending me links to the recordings when you get them. Let's further. Oh, here we go. Good. Come on. There we go. Okay, I'm going to. All right, for the record, it's November 30th, 2023, 9 o'clock a.m. I'm Phil Albrecht, a hearing examiner for Kitsap County. We have the Silverview apartment SEPA and conditional use permit appeals files numbers 2300913 and 23-02979. We're on day three. Mr. Brooklyn is nearing the end of the appellant's presentation. I think he's got one or two witnesses left. So unless there are any other preliminary matters, I think we can jump right back into it. Mr. Brooklyn, who's your next witness?
Maybe two preliminary matters. One on the, you said your transcription software is not operating, or did it pop
Oh,
back?
it's back on. Yeah,
Oh, okay,
it's
great. So I was
working
going to
now.
say that's very useful for
Oh,
everybody.
good. Glad to hear it. Yeah.
I wanted to give you time to make that
Yeah.
happen if you'd needed a second. The other thing is you had mentioned talking this morning about day four. So I don't know if you
Right.
want to do that
Yeah.
now or later.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that now. That's a good
I
idea.
don't care.
Yeah.
I just was
Yeah.
reminded.
Yeah. Let's take care of it. That sounds good. Like I said, my first available day is next Wednesday. Is that something that works for you, Mr. Brooklyn, or do we need to wait later?
Next Wednesday is the 6th.
Yes.
Yeah, that's actually it's an okay day for me. Ms. Clungeon, how's that work for you?
That
And I
could,
see one of our witnesses is not available that day.
I believe it might be two on my calendar, but
I thought it was Bill is not available that day.
I also have Rod as not available then as well, but may I don't know if you have updated information on that.
Oh, right. Yeah. Because I was reading his, I thought he gave us unavailable dates. He gave me available dates. Right. Yeah. So we have two witnesses who are not available on Wednesday.
Okay.
The county also has at least one that's
Oh,
not available
it's
Wednesday.
not available. Okay.
The week,
How about?
sorry, the 6th through the 8th, actually. One of the county witnesses is out, so.
Oh, okay. So we're talking about the next week then, like December 11th, Monday. That's open for me. How about that, Mr. Brooklyn?
So the problem then is you start getting into holiday schedules. Dr. Cook is gone, starting the 11th, and Mr. Matthew is also gone, starting the 11th. Both of them through Christmas and even a few days beyond for one of them. So it gets very messy at that point, I'm afraid. And then
Yeah.
other people have individual days that they're not available in that time. But we have two witnesses who are just gone for the holidays at that point.
I mean, can Mr. Lynn present his witnesses on the 6th without the witnesses you're talking about being present to monitor what's going on, or?
Yes, I think so. We could, especially with the transcripts that are being created, we can get those to our witnesses to read it. It's not perfect for me. I get some assistance from the witnesses in for the
Right.
cross-examination, but I don't know that I can hold up the hearing on that basis.
Okay. Mr. Lynn, what about the 6th? Can you present your witnesses on the 6th? I mean, also considering you'll have some time today, hopefully, to do that as well.
We do have some availability problems on the 6th, and I was going to ask about the 8th. Is that a day that the examiner and the appellants are available? I understand there's a county witness not available.
I am not available on the 8th.
I am not available either.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe we can check during the as the hearing proceeds this morning. I know that there's at least one witness not available on the 6th. It may be that we can work around that
Okay.
person.
Yeah,
And
it
if
sounds like given the holidays that we may have to like do half days just so that we can, kind of patch it together to fit around everyone's schedule. So, yeah, we'll go that route then. Yeah, Mr. Lynn, if you could check for yourself, and then we can work from there.
Yeah.
So,
Okay.
all right, Mr. Brickland, let's move on to your witness then.
All right. And actually, I think Ms. Clungeon's going to have the first one this morning.
Okay. All right, Ms. Clungeon.
Yes, I believe we're going to have Maynard Maland, JJ. Is he in the waiting room?
Okay, Ms. Walston will bring him up.
Not unless he's listed. I don't see anything under Maynard or JJ or anything that looks close to that at the moment.
All right, hold on. Let me just take a look at the attendees. Okay. Yeah, I do not see him. It looks like he might be having some issues logging on. So apologies. I'll give him a call, and I don't know if we can either.
Yeah, let's take a 5 minute. Well, we'll take a 5 minute break. We'll be back on at 9:10.
Okay. Thank you.